So, morning Isabella, welcome. Thank you for being the first person to present and talk about their work. So this little presentation is just really kind of a quick fast track tutorial between the three of us. Me and Sarah are giving you some advice, but really it's just to see, do you have an idea, a theme and a direction?
Yeah.
Which is great news to hear at the beginning. So if you just want to spend the next couple of minutes just giving us the context of your idea. And
I don't really have an idea, but I think I can see quite a lot of recurring themes.
Which okay.
I kind of grouped all this by. This is just pictures of stuff I like. And these are ones I previously did, which were also by linking. A lot of it is Asian themed.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
And a lot of nature and animals still. I kind of had an idea, which
okay.
I could kind of like the most at the moment.
Go for
which
it.
Which was album covers, and
okay.
particularly this song.
Okay. So the idea of basing so far possibly a project from an album and a song in particular. I think that's lovely.
It's a great idea.
Okay, so that's kind of a starting point. Why would you select, why music this time, do you think? Why is that important to you?
I always listen to music.
Yeah.
And when I do a project, I often listen to theme songs, oh, not theme songs, a Chinese project, I'd listen to Chinese songs.
So yeah, sure.
Fit in with the theme. And I often like a lot of the elements on the song. So I once was talking to a friend about music. We mm-hmm. shared music together. And she said, my style is very, not my music style, but the songs I chose were very free and happy.
Sure.
Are you
so,
okay?
Yeah.
She's fine.
Okay.
Could you, so what we're talking about then, so it's maybe a theme that's a lot lighter, something
yeah.
that's quite joyful, mm. almost. So music, sort of joy, an Asian theme. So is this sort of looking at sort of more sort of like Korean sort of music, like K-pop way, or are we sort of
no.
talking more traditional sort of themes?
I have a lot of Japanese music.
Yeah.
That's from a Japanese movie.
Yeah.
Which I kind of based it around. And the name of the movie is actually Free.
Okay.
It's. But I often listen to a lot of Chinese, but the most of what you see here is Japanese. And from
I see some sky, a lot. So,
yeah.
So, what is your specialism going to be?
3D fine art, I
so
think.
So, it's a 3D fine art. So, we've got that definite, okay. The theme still sounds a little bit loose at
mm-hmm.
this point,
yeah.
I would say. So, my recommendation would be at this point is to go and spend some more time reducing and consolidating some of these boards. Some of these aren't quite finished yet either, so
yeah.
it may benefit you just to go and either finish these boards or start editing the imagery from each of the boards and create one final sort of finished board with the main points of the idea, like the album cut, like this album cover in particular, that's
mm-hmm.
that's particularly pertinent. The idea of the sky.
What about the lyrics to the song?
Yes.
Have they got any sort of pertinence to you? Is there any like sort of particular words in there that you're drawn to?
Not particularly, but it's more the sound of the song that I like.
Okay.
Okay.
Those are the lyrics.
So in some ways, will you, so next week, if we're starting to do some experimental work and some starting, so you could almost start with just creating some mark making and drawing in response to the music.
Yeah.
Would probably be a really good starting point. Because I'm imagining if the theme's not quite there yet, which is fine, that's absolutely fine. We've got plenty of time for that to sort of, condense down and become something a little bit more robust. But in the meantime, we could be definitely doing some drawing and mark making and responding to the music, often creating shapes and marks that you could then start building 3D shapes from,
mm-hmm.
you know,
which
would be a really good starting point for next week. You know, again, we will assess again. We're going to be doing this regularly, Isabella. So at each stage, we're going to be able to look at everything and be okay, right, that's working, let's put that together, you know. So I think, you know, this is fine. This is, you've got a good starting point here. I think, as Sarah was saying there with the lyrics, I think that's going to be a really important part.
Yeah, I think so.
And also responding
to the music, which makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So again, you know, we're going to be doing some colour theory next week as well. So maybe I would probably look at maybe doing some work on what are happy colours.
Mm-hmm.
What would we say is happy shapes? If we're doing 3D, can we think about can we add an emotion to a shape?
Mm-hmm.
Can we, you know, can we say that a prism is happier than a cube?
Yeah.
You know, and starting to look and putting these shapes together in joyful ways. Like, what is joyful? It might be worth going and watching how children play, or looking at,
mm-hmm.
you know, child development, how they play in a very joyful way. They learn and, you know, they play, you know, like if you see them with their building blocks and things like that, and just responding to putting things together to the music could mm-hmm. be quite an exciting way. But just definitely investigating, you know, maybe children and how they play, because I always think there's something quite joyful there.
100%. And it's always without thought as well.
You know, without all of that thinking, definitely.
Without pressure.
Don't worry about writing too much, Isabella, because you've got this sound link that you'll be able to listen to and re-respond to. So, I think this is absolutely fine.
It's
you've got loads here. So this is where, you know, so a bit of mark making, a bit of response to the skies, which is lovely. But I think what we need here is the edit
mm-hmm.
now. I think it's literally just sort of edit down, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. A bit more refined.
So, you know, when we did those more refined mood boards, maybe this is your opportunity to select one or two of the best images now of that kind of thing. So there's sky in here, there's music, there's joy, there's an Asian influence.
Absolutely. I'm seeing a few sort of animal type things on here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be entwined somehow? This reminds me of your aardvark you made last project. What's the reason for these here? These are just things that you like?
Those in that corner are actually from games.
Okay.
And I just like the animation and kind of the style of it.
Mm-hmm.
And just happen to be animals as well.
But it could be that you take shapes from these. Like, to me, that looks kind of happy. But I like,
yeah.
If happy for me means something that I could sort of soft and snuggly.
Well, so texture is going to be really important. So again, maybe investigating into things like, you know, what happy textures are. Like mm-hmm. Sarah said, then there's real visceral connection there to that shape and that texture of warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, especially if you're doing 3D, then you're going to need some sort of textures in there.
So, you know, again, exploring, maybe this is your opportunity to sort of reference your own childhood and go back to, mm-hmm. you know, the things that gave you joy when you were little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from having a blanket. You know, I had a blanket. Did you have a blanket?
No, I had a Coco clown.
You know, so, you know, we all had these comforters, didn't we, when we were younger, and they definitely were very tactile. So I think a really important thing for this, since we're sort of immersing ourselves in kind of an autobiographical project, is maybe reference again where the areas where you felt the most joy,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and think about what was happening, you know, what was the context while you felt that joy. You know, were you small, were you in the playground, were you making friends, were you listening to music for the first time? And all those little experiences are definitely, that's all primary research, because it's coming straight out of your memory. And that's a really lovely reference point and a really good excuse to go and revisit.
100%. It would be really lovely to see some of that cultural aspect come through as well.
Definitely. So again, we've got these sort of animal shapes. Definitely editing here, isn't
it?
Because it's, you know, you've got the lotus flower there, which mm-hmm. is beautiful again. And I think what we might need to happen as you boil down is that some might have to just sit on the side for now,
mm-hmm.
and that you just focus either on, you know, more an animal over flora and fauna, or the other way around.
Yeah.
And things like that. we can still reference this. The beauty of this stage is we've still got plenty of time to play around with. So, you know, Isabella, I reckon just edit, condense down, create a beautiful mood board with just some of the edited imagery mm-hmm. and the stuff we've discussed.
Yep. I definitely include some shapes and things that you've got here that obviously this is the one you like the most, these photos, so take some of here and include them on your refined one for reference.
And then we'll talk again, but the idea's here.
Yeah.
You know, it's here now. It's just a kind of, you know, the way I look at it, it's cooking. You know, you're basically condensing the liquid down to a more solid form. And this is what we want at this point. So, yes, it might feel a little bit confusing.
Lost.
But once you look at one board and think, right, I'm only allowed to select one image, the most pertinent image out of here. And the thing is with this album, for instance, this album cover, you can blow this up, you can cut this out, you can monoprint over the top of it. So it starts to, everything starts to adapt as well on your board. So it's becoming a lot more personalised. Because what is it about this image in particular that you like?
It's not actually the image.
It's not the image. Song. Oh, so it is just the song. Okay, brilliant. So actually the visuals... It's a shame. In fact, next time you should come
play
and
play
the song for us.
We do have it on my phone now.
Let's have a little look. We've got a minute and a half, so go on, give us a little play, because that will give us the vibe. Mm-hmm. This is the complete theme for this. Really optimistic, isn't it? Yeah. So it's almost a sense of, already I feel like a sense of possibilities.
Yeah, emotional.
And Isabella, you know, you're going for this joy, but you know, you're also a very emotional person. So maybe reference as well, you know, that, at just how full your cup is. Because that's really an amazing quality. To have. So, yeah, as much as we'd like to hear the whole song, I think we better. I think we get the vibe, and that's lovely. So no, definitely, you know, don't be scared of, you know, facing, you know, using all these emotions to basically fire up your work behind it.
That's what will make it even better.
You know, and definitely immerse yourself, but. Oh, well, here we go.
I can start packing away.
Yes, but there we go.